Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400, translated over on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us on Let's Talk About It, we have Unit Administrator with Central Valley Health in Jamestown. We have Robin Isler joining us, and Robin, welcome to our show.
Hi, thanks for having me. Yeah,
thank you for joining us here on Let's Talk, Robin, and it is a busy time of the year. You guys are in the middle still of administering these flu vaccines. And really, this is just a chance for us to sit down and talk a little bit about that. You guys have seen a pretty good usage, or I guess a good distribution to this point of flu vaccines, right?
Yes, it's been a whirlwind since the 1st of September is when people start looking for those flu shots. We've probably provided almost 3,000 flu shots at Central Valley in our communities, businesses, and schools in both Stutsman and Logan counties.
Now, if somebody sits down and does the math, we know that in Jamestown alone, about 15 to 16,000 people, it sounds like there's a lot of people who still need to get that flu vaccine.
Yeah, there sure is. You know, according to some reports from the North Dakota Department of Health, who tracks influenza in the state, we are seeing that there are many counties now that are experiencing some numbers of cases of influenza. And here in Stutsman County, that we are one of them. And so we're seeing a lot of influenza B happening right now. It looks like the age groups are those less than 10 to, 29-year-olds, 39-year-olds. So it's that younger population that we typically see influenza circulating in the population, but doesn't mean that it's over or that it's not too late to still get a flu shot.
See, and that was going to be my next question, Robin, because somebody's thinking, well, they started in September. We're already in the middle of flu season. It's way too late for me to get my shot, but that's not the case.
Right, it isn't. And we had our challenges this year with delays in the shipment of the vaccine. And at one point, the manufacturer told us that it even had to do with the wildfires in California. So weather across our nation delays trucking and delays shipments. So those are some of the reasons. But Central Valley, the pharmacies and clinics all experience those same delays. But now we do have vaccine available. So we have regular vaccine available to anyone, and then we do have the high dose, quite a bit of high dose left for those 65 and over who are really at a potential risk because of their weakened immune systems. Right.
Robin Isler, Unit Administrator for Central Valley Health, joining us here on Let's Talk About It. Robin, is there still the opportunity for you guys to be able to go to businesses to administer? They can do that, I'm sure, but they can also come to Central Valley.
Yeah, they can. And just give us a call at Central Valley if you still would like us to come by your business and provide some shots on site. Most insurance companies do cover the cost of a vaccination, or you can just walk into Central Valley at any time, 8 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, and we can provide that without an appointment.
Perfect. Very good. And one quick thing, and I'm sure you get asked this sometimes, Robin, but there was like this rumor circulating that getting the flu vaccine makes you sick. I would like you, if you have any of that information, to kind of clear that up a little bit.
Sure. Well, when we give you a flu shot, it's not a live virus, so we're not actually giving you the flu.
Right.
But a lot of times people can be exposed this time of year to lots of viruses, so sometimes it is just coincidence that you get a flu shot and you feel a little bit ill. Right. But actually that a little bit of a illness, just kind of feeling icky maybe for the first 24 hours is a good thing, because that means that your body responded to the vaccine and it's calling up your immune system to fight it in the future.
Perfect. Well, thank you for doing that, because I know that was something that I was asked a lot, and I know that that's not the case and some people need to know that. So there's still time. Get your flu shot. You can do so through Central Valley Health. Just stop in, like Robin said. Robin, if people do have questions, you want to give your number and where you guys are located.
Sure. We're 252-8130 at Central Valley Health, or 122 2nd Street Northwest here in Jamestown.
Excellent. Very good. Go get your flu shot. Robin, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.